Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Sunday the 14th of June. Sorry for the pause there. I had to check it was morning still. You never know. Okay, if you haven't seen on Twitter, FDD had the serious kickoff game wrong in Sweden. It's their first round of matches for the new season today. So if you haven't got that, that game's in play now. If you haven't got that on your sheet at 11, it'll be down as something like 4:30 or 5 o'clock, I think. But they have we have rerun it and republished those this morning. The old joys of Betfair kickoff times start again. Thank you to Doodle Bets for spotting that. I would have spotted it as I'm laying a first half goal in the game late on if it's 0-0. I hadn't spotted it up to that point, so thank you for that. I did the old, you know, what's the film where Hugh Grant does the dance? Which I don't know what one it is. It's the one when he's in the he's Prime Minister, isn't he? What film is that? I can't remember. Anyway, I was doing that dance last night when Alcasson scored two goals in the second half. I'd had a right old lump in that, I have to say. I've got to look this film up now. See, Hugh Grant dance. I've got to Google it. Live Googling. Love Actually. There you go. That's it. Flipping it. See, useless because I don't watch all this stuff. I was doing that dance last night around the old house. I had a right old bet on over 1.5 goals late on in that game, in that second half. Turned out nice, up and down elsewhere, bits and bobs. Home wins. My argument is starting to lose any water, I have to say. I think I had 25 games on my sheet yesterday that I was following across the leagues that we do, and only 5 of them were home wins, and 2 of those were against 10 men. It's the logic of it I'm struggling with. Boa Vista hadn't, I think they'd lost to the top 6 sides, conceded 32, let in 6 over the last few years. And then they go and beat Braga. Besiktas haven't been 2-0 down in the last 3 years at half time. These odds on shots, you know, they're fundamentally better teams. And that's the bit I can understand a bit too closely matched teams, home advantage might. But this is fundamentally better teams getting turned over. As I said at the start of all this coming back, caution is advised. It will be interesting, but I've read things and people have made videos on it, and but it's still the logic of it to me is not quite there. Football, the better teams tend to win, and it is really, you know, I can't argue with the numbers. 25 games, only 5 home wins, 2 against 10 men. All it does is make you be cautious. I'm not saying that football's damaged, changed, broken, and it may just be one of those things. If you'd actually look on those of you who've got Ultimate on the FDD database, laying away teams has made a profit, and it a good profit over the, you know, laying every away team, even with a team winning at Barcelona, losing 80. You're talking hundreds of points. So it may well just be a bit of a market correction, but it's happening to coincide with football coming back. But we will see, of course, if it continues. It takes a bit of a while, but home prices rise, and there will be some value for when they start winning again, because they will. That I'm absolutely convinced of. But It is interesting. It makes you sort of think on a morning when you're looking at your football, and a lot of what I do is based on home form, some of it, or not a lot, some of what I do is based on home form. So you do need to bear it in mind when these teams are getting turned over fairly easily, it would seem. Right, what have I got to view today? I've got one horse. They've got no horses on the Twitter on Sundays, but I've got one horse, Doncaster, 2 o'clock, Win and Place, Stake Acclaim, looks to have a good chance. Stake Acclaim, Win and Place in the 2 o'clock at Doncaster. And footy wise, we have got for you Similar bit to the one yesterday I said about late goals. If there's no goal in the Mirandis-Numancia game, 4 o'clock in Segunda, if there's no goal in that game by 70 minutes in the second half, so irrespective of the half-time score, if there's not been a second half goal by the time it reaches 70 minutes, then drip laying the scoreline or drip laying the relevant goal markets. So if it's 0-0, laying under 0.5, 1-0, laying under 1.5. That's Mirandis-Numancia, 4 o'clock. And in Sociedad-Osasuna at 9 o'clock tonight, a first half goal. So if it is 0-0 on 25 minutes or so, Sociedad-Osasuna drip laying under 0.5 first half goals. And I just drip it in through 10 minutes. And that is it. So stake a claim, Mirandis for the second half goal if there hasn't been one by the 70th minute, Sociedad for the first half goal. I've got Winston training today. We've got the RSPCA coming round to look at. We started nicknaming him Fagin. He flipping steals stuff as soon as he gets a chance, and he's off down the garden with it. Absolute bugger. We got a fairly big guy, about 100 foot, and he legs it right down the other end. So you've either got to entice him back with food or go chasing after him. And that's what he wants. He wants you to chase after him. But we got the RSPCA coming to see how he's getting on and checking, because obviously in lockdown we're only meant to have him 6 weeks, and I think it's 12 or 13 weeks tomorrow. I love him to bits. The more we've had him, the more fun he is, but he is a little bugger. So I've got Winston training today. That'll be interesting. And I had a nice email. I do bleat about people moaning. I moan about society in general. I sort of saw a little bit of what went on yesterday. The right wing groups going out just to have a fight, by the sounds of it and looks of it. I do wonder how history is going to look back on this period in sort of 50, 60 years' time. It really is a strange time. But, I'm always moaning about stuff. But I had a lovely email this morning. I opened my email, did all my stuff, and then opened my email about 8, 9 o'clock. And I did put it on Twitter because I don't get many lovely emails, and I'm not asking for people to send me lovely emails, but it was just nice that somebody on Twitter who listens to the podcast and things had taken time out to drop me a note, and is the approach to his sort of betting and things is changing. Fantastic. That is, as well as I do it for my own therapy, I do that for you guys, and any little help or stop people losing makes it all worthwhile. So thank you for that. Right, have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. If I survive Winston training, I'll be back tomorrow.